The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show.
As the announcer of this show, I sometimes ask myself, to what shall I compare Eric? Shall I compare him to a summer's day? Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May.
But not Eric. I'll tell you, nothing shakes this guy.
And now here he is, wearing green leotards and a jester's coxcomb, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, hello.
Stage left. Hey, Alvin, it's President's Day.
It is. Happy
Everybody's
President's
on vacation.
Day to you.
Why are we here?
I don't know. I'm saluting you, though.
I don't know why I'm doing that. We've got a lot to cover. First of all, we're here. In hour one today,
yes.
we're not doing an encore, folks. This is fresh meat. Dr. Meg Meeker. She is phenomenal. She's a parenting expert, and we've had her on. When she was on the last time, she was so spectacular. I said, let's have you on again ASAP, and we had her on that day. Mm-hmm. She talked about the transgender issue, so we're going to play that right now because we need help. In how to deal with this. It's so confusing and bizarre, but she's just fantastic. In an hour or two today, we're talking to Tim Mahoney about the Exodus. There's a film coming out.
Yes.
What, is it out?
I think it's out. It's out this week.
It's the Fathom event. It's this Friday, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, well, anyway, he'll tell us about it.
He's going to talk.
But listen, we have a kind of a big announcement.
We do.
And folks, if you're a regular listener to this show, actually, it doesn't matter. You could just be tuning in. You've never heard us before. This is so bizarre and so amazing. I just thought, let's take the time to try to explain this to people because it's a little hard to make sense of it. Most people who listen to this program would love to help military families, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this sounds like a joke, but what if I told you that by drinking coffee – you could help military families. You'd say, what? Really? Now, if you don't drink coffee, this doesn't apply to you. But if you know anyone who drinks coffee, or if you drink coffee, listen to this. There is a coffee company called Honor Bound Coffee. They give 100% of their profits to helping military families.
Yeah.
So you think, how's that possible? What kind of a company gives away 100% of the profits? Well, I will explain to you right now. If you've ever heard of us talk about Relief Factor, which is one of the sponsors, main sponsors on this program, the folks behind that, it's a father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. We had them on the show recently,
yes. And
we're going to re-air that interview. But they're just an amazing family. They are profound, faith-filled people. Their whole life is their faith. And they do whatever they can, really, out of their faith. And so the company Relief Factor came out of that. And I take Relief Factor, and we talk about that on the program. More recently, however, they decided to get involved in the coffee business. This is a separate business. And the son challenged the dad, what if we were to give away, because they had planned to give away some significant percentage
50%
to military families.
Yeah.
The son said, what if we gave away 100% of our profits to help military families. And they worked it out. And all I can tell you is this is real. Doesn't seem real, but I've looked into it, and it's real. Now, it sort of depends how you define profit, right? This means profit. This doesn't mean every penny they get from the coffee. But everything that's considered profit will go to help military families. So I said, this is like one of those, you know, this is too good to be true. This means that if you like the coffee and you buy this coffee, the profits don't go to – I mean, just think of where Starbucks profits go to very progressive causes, right?
Yes.
There's no doubt about
that,
right?
No question.
And I'm thinking how much money – I was asking Suzanne, how much money do we spend like going across the street to the Starbucks to getting a pound or two of coffee ground for our French drip or whatever we use? How much – it's a lot because we drink coffee every day, right? So I thought if we like Honor Bound coffee – because what if we don't like it? We don't know, right? If we like it, we would be giving – all that money to help military families. Well, here's the good news. We loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, you can't fake it with coffee or, you know, there's certain things that if you don't like it, you're not going to drink. In fact, this is not a joke. About 3 weeks ago, we had some coffee given to us by, I don't know what it was. We could barely drink it. It was just like, right. No, but I'm serious.
It's like
a real coffee thing, and
no,
there's something
that.
About it. Yeah. We just didn't like it. So I thought, I hope we like the Honor Bound coffee, right? Well, folks, I'm telling you, we absolutely love it. And then when we talked to Pete and Seth Talbot, they said, oh, listen, we're coffee connoisseurs. This is like the 1%. This is for coffee connoisseurs.
Right.
Honor Bound coffee is not just coffee. It's like this is coffee for coffee lovers, right? So it's actually true. This morning, Suzanne fooled me. You think I'm making this up?
Okay.
She made the Starbucks coffee this morning.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is kind of bitter and burnt. Like, did you use the Honor Bound coffee and you used too much coffee?
Right.
No, it was the Starbucks coffee. So all of this is to say that we have a sponsor on this program called Honor Bound Coffee. And I am saying to all of my listeners, I'm begging you, folks, I'm begging you, go to honorboundcoffee.com. When you buy your coffee, you can – now, by the way, you're going to try it out. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But if you like it and you start buying this coffee – every month or whatever it is, every bit of their profits goes to helping military families. Now, they have it. They set it up with a deal. This is like Relief Factor. When you initially buy it, it's so cheap they're losing money.
Right.
Because they're gambling that if you try it, you're going
to
become a customer. So the first of it, literally they're losing money. That's not a joke, right? They give you two for the price of one on the first order. And they don't make money on that. There's no profit. They're losing money on that. But the whole idea is that they're saying that we want to entice you to buy it because we think if you buy it, you really will like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you go to buy it, you go to honorboundcoffee.com. You will see there's a way to say where you heard about it and you want to put that you heard about it on the Eric Metaxas show. But I got to tell you, I still cannot get over this family. If you don't believe me, listen to the program. Go to our YouTube channel, Eric Metaxas Show on YouTube, and listen to the conversation I had with them. I talked to them for close to an hour.
Yeah.
And you start realizing, boy, these people are the real deal.
Oh, yeah.
They live out their faith, and they decided they want to do the right thing, and so they're going to create a company specifically to help military.
And, you know, I
families.
Want to give my testimony on this, too, because Ann and I got a chance to try it as well. And it, same thing. It's like, if I don't like this coffee, I'm going back to the Starbucks or the Pete's or whatever. But Ann, after we drank it the first time, she goes, this is smooth and it's not bitter. now that's exactly how she describes me, of course. But no, and I'm saying, and this morning,
smooth and not bitter.
And this morning, I am not kidding. She said, let's make sure we order some more of this Honor Bound coffee because we're almost
now,
done
Alvin,
with it.
We sound like shills.
I know we do.
We sound like we're actors on those programs.
But we both like coffee.
But the point is that we can't do that, right? No. We're Christians. We can't, you know, lie.
No, seriously, this is the best tasting coffee.
We have to be honest, right? So the good news is that Pete and Seth Talbot really are themselves coffee connoisseurs. So they obviously now you can get light roast, medium roast,
right.
or dark roast. So you can get what you like. They sell decaf, and then they grind it for you as you want.
Well, there was
you
a date. There was a date on the bag that showed when it was ground. So
and there's a picture of the guy who ground it. seriously, you can get decaf. You can get the beans because some people like to grind it themselves.
That's right.
Or you can get it ground the way you want it ground, and it's shipped to you and stuff. But I just thought I want to take time to explain this because they are Pete and Seth Talbot, because Relief Factor and Honor Brown Coffee, they're a major sponsor of the show. I mean, they may beat out Mike Lindell at this point because there's two companies now. It's the coffee company and the Relief Factor. And I thought when I discovered that 100% of their profits go to military families, I thought I can't really rave about this enough. This is insane. If this were as good as the coffee I drink or almost as good, I would do it just to help military families. But the fact that it tastes spectacular. So all I can tell you is that we said let's rave and rave about this because unless you try it, you're not going to know. So you got to go to honorboundcoffee.com. On President's Day, we're thinking about patriotism. Take the time, if you have it, to go to honorboundcoffee.com.
And think about Mikey. Try it. You'll like it.
Yeah. Nobody gets that reference anymore.
No, they don't.
But we don't care.
Life's
we don't cereal. Care about references. Yeah. If we get it, that's good enough.
So
go to honorboundcoffee.com. And it sounds too good to be true. It's a glorious thing. Check it out. When we come back, Dr. Meg Meeker, she's a hero. And we'll catch you at the end of the hour.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Look no further than the Iowa caucus debacle for an example of a system set up to run smoothly, but when one unexpected variable goes wrong, the result is utter chaos. For the U.S. economy, the spread of the coronavirus looks like the most logical impending threat to create chaos and potentially destabilize the economy in the months to come. That's a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone. Whether you're a new collector of rare coins or a seasoned investor looking to diversify your portfolio, there's an analyst waiting to talk to you and provide you with a free gold investor's guide. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to learn more or call 877-646-5347 right now. That's 877-646-5347. Dial now.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Sponsored by Bonner & Partners, LLC. Text and data rates may apply.
If you've been keeping an eye on the market, then you know that 5G technology is set to take over the telecommunications sector at any minute. High-speed internet that's 100 times faster than anything available now, powerful enough to enable companies to finally realize the potential of self-driving cars, remote surgery, plus internet access fast enough to download entire movies in just a couple of seconds. The company that manufactures the key component that powers the 5G revolution is the cornerstone of the Near Future Report by analyst Jeff Brown that shows you the top tech stocks that will help you to invest in the early stages of the 5G revolution. Text the word tech to 76280 now to get the Near Future Report. We'll send you a link to your free video presentation directly to your mobile device or computer. Get in on the ground floor of this 5G revolution with the Near Future Report. You'll learn about the device that every American will need in the early stages of 5G. Text tech to 76280 to see the Near Future Report. Text the word tech to 76280.
Showed us the sun, but not as bright in life as the real one. It's never quite the same.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I have the joy of continuing my conversation with Meg Meeker. Her new book is called Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. She's a pediatrician and parenting expert, and she's written many books, and she can be found at meekerparenting.com. Meg, welcome back.
Thank you, Eric, for having me.
I wanted to talk to you the end of our last conversation. We began to talk a little bit about the transgender issue that, to my mind, is sheer lunacy. I've never seen anything like it in my life, what is going on out there. Talk a little bit about that, if you would, your perspective.
Sure. Well, you know, honestly, 99% of what we're seeing out there in the transgender culture is a fad. Now, that makes some people absolutely crazy, but parents know it's a fad. Why? 10 years ago, how many conversations did you have with anybody about transgender? You didn't. We fought hard for sexual freedom because of the sexual revolution. We identified people as, you know, bisexual, trisexual, homosexual, whatever. But then when we got past that, we thought, where do we go from here, our culture? And so then we went at gender. Now, this is really important for parents to know, that a true transgender child is extremely rare. I have 8 medical partners. And after this all came out, I said, okay, how many of you guys have seen a true transgender? And out of 8, there was maybe one who said, I did. A true transgender child is one who's 5, 6, 7 says, Mom, I'm living in the wrong body. Something's terribly wrong. Terribly wrong. And that kid has real deep psychic conflict. That's not what we're seeing today. What we're seeing is 5, 10, 15-year-olds who come to their parents and go, you know what? I really want to be a boy. I think I identify more as a boy, but I'm a girl. So I really want to do this, Mom. I really feel strongly. I want to flip over the other sex. And parents have been brainwashed to go, okay, well, then I'll take you to the doctor and we'll figure this out. Now, think about this. A 15-year-old doesn't even know what they want for supper. And we're taking them to a doctor. There are 40 medical clinics in the country who are doing transgender transitioning. I think it's malpractice. I'll tell you why. Because when you take a child and you pump them full of hormones and you do surgeries on them, with boys, you're castrating young boys. You're castrating young boys.
No, there's no question this is malpractice. In a way, it's worse than malpractice. This is grotesque.
And with girls, you're rendering them infertile. And let me tell you what's going to happen. These kids are going to grow into their 25 in their 30s, and they're going to look back at their parents and go, what were you thinking? Now I can't have children. Here's the other thing that's really why I call it medical malpractice. We in medicine pride ourselves in implementing treatments to illnesses or issues that have a reproducibly positive effect. If you're going to treat a pneumonia, you don't pick, you know, just 1 out of 10 antibiotics randomly and go, I hope this helps. With transgender transitioning, we have no clear medical evidence that transitioning a child leads to a good outcome. That's a first in medical history.
Now, you know, but it's like going back to bloodletting and leeches and the four bodily humors. It's absolute madness. We're living in a culture where madness has the upper hand, even in the professions.
Yeah. Think about what the FDA does with drugs. They run them through test after test after test after test. They want to make sure it's going to have a reproducible positive outcome. But with transgender, in fact, we have very strong evidence that it does just the other, that these kids who transition get to their 20s and they're 7 times more likely to commit suicide. We know that about 80% of the kids who don't transition, they hit their mid-20s and they end up identifying with their gender of origin. Now, if people want to become transition their gender, fine. But don't do it before your kids have full brain function, full abstract thinking, the capacity to think abstractly. Wait till they're grown-ups. But don't mess with our kids because we're really making them feel crazy. The other thing that bothers me is the only way you can diagnose transgender and treat it is by the feelings the child gives you.
In other words, it could not be more subjective. It's the definition of subjective.
You know, schizophrenia, depression, anxiety. There are other measurements other than a person's feelings that we physicians can make a diagnosis. But with transgender, the only thing we can go on is a child's feelings. So I think the root of this really is we're trying to make our culture genderless. We don't like maleness. We don't like femaleness. And so we're trying to eliminate it. But the irony is, we're telling a boy that being a girl is a good thing and a girl is a boy. So it's so confusing. It doesn't even make any sense. But the reason I'm so outraged about this, and I wish doctors would talk about it, is that we are rendering our children infertile, castrating young boys. It's not okay. It's morally reprehensible. It's malpractice medically. Psychologically, it's just going to ruin these kids. And I wash my hands of it. I really do. And if kids come in my practice and say they want this, I say, I can't take care of you because I cannot sanction this.
Well, I mean, kids want a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
You know, some kids want to eat cotton candy, you know, for dinner every night. Who cares what they want? It's the parents' job to know what is right and wrong and good for the kid. And it's the parents' job to take the grief when the kid cries and wails and says, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. Okay, so that doesn't mean you have to give it. And so what I find extraordinary here is the dramatic cowardice of professionals, of politicians to take a stand on these things, and of medical professionals to stand against the dreaded LGBTQ lobby. It's their job to do that. And what you're talking about, the transgender fad, is the definition of anti-science. It's the definition of anti-science.
Yes.
But even here, when something is, by definition, anti-science, people do not seem to have the bravery, whatever it takes, the professionalism that you do, to say, at the very least, we cannot proceed with this based on the evidence we now have.
Oh, I mean, it's overwhelming. But see, you've got a convergence of a lot of things going on here. Our kids are being used as a social experiment for the purpose of trying to get rid of any type of gender. They want gender fluidity, sexual fluidity, everything. And they're being used as a social experiment. But then we also have a culture that says, don't you dare hurt anybody's feelings. Right. The safe zone, that a person has a safe zone. So if you come out and you talk about something strongly, about something as reprehensible as transgender, A, you're going to hurt people's feelings, they say. And B, it takes a lot of courage. And I tell parents, look, you know, the whole thing started with the bathrooms. We don't want to hurt these kids' feelings. And, you know, sort of they're going to be bullied if they, you know, if they feel embarrassed going to the bathroom. If you want to set your kid up for being bullied, have a boy march into a girl's bathroom because the door will close and there are going to be five girls in there and one of them is going to make fun of you. Now, that's mean to a kid. That's putting a child at risk for being bullied. And then, of course, now we've got this whole athletic thing. You know, we've got guys transitioning to women and they're beating everybody sprinting. What do we do with that? You know, it's going to come around to bite us so hard. But the thing that irks me is we're using our kids to experiment. If adults want to experiment, have at it.
Isn't that the point? If you want to do something stupid or harmful to yourself as an adult, it's a free country. But when we're talking about children, that ought never to be possible.
Yeah. And this whole idea that those in Hollywood are saying we're going to raise our child to choose their gender.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how that makes kids crazy. Because a boy and a girl are different from birth. We know that. You know, visually, they're just very, very different hormonally. But when you have a five-year-old who's identifying as a male, who's building things and smashing things, he's running around the house, jumping over couches, and then you say, wait a minute, but you could be a girl, you know, don't leave that out. That kid, because you're the grown-up, believes that you are smarter. And even though he feels like a boy,
yeah,
he should be feeling like a girl too. So something's wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
How you make kids feel crazy.
It's the same thing with the same-sex attraction. People say, like, well, if you have a flicker of same-sex attraction, just a tiny bit, you're probably gay. Wait a minute. Where did that come from? It's very confusing. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Meg Meeker, Dr. Meg Meeker. The book is Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. MeekerParenting.com is the website.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam's push to ban the sale of assault weapons has failed. Moderate Democrats join Republicans on a Senate committee in rejecting legislation that would have prohibited the sale of certain semi-automatic firearms. Days and days of heavy rain have forced authorities managing dams in Mississippi and Tennessee to release more water, worsening the flooding for people living downstream. Mississippi's governor telling people not to return to their flooded homes until they get an official okay, especially with more rain in the forecast. And in Britain, severe flood alerts were issued today, warning of life-threatening danger after Storm Dennis dumped weeks' worth of rain in some places. One woman swept away by the floodwaters was feared dead. That weather system bringing winds of more than 90 miles per hour and up to 6 inches of rain in Britain over the weekend. This is SRN News.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/radio. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/radio. That's bamboohr.com/radio.
Hey, folks, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow.com are so grateful for you. They've got an offer I don't think you can refuse. It's buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. So the Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. Buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 or just go to MyPillow.com, and you've got to use the code ERIC. If you don't use the code ERIC, you don't get the discount. Check it out. Hey there, folks. I don't know about you, but I like Fleetwood Mac, and I'm willing to admit it on the air. I'm talking to Meg Meeker, Dr. Meg Meeker, pediatrician, parenting expert. You can find her at meekerparenting.com. Meg, we are talking about the transgender phenomenon, and the confusion for me at heart, because a lot of people think, what happened? Like, where did this suddenly come from that I need to jump in with this? Like, where? And I think part of it, if I have to, you know, address it philosophically or theologically, it seems like a war on what I'm speaking as a person of faith, on God's reality, right? Like, there's nothing clearer in the scripture than God made us in his image, male and female. It's really clear. The complementarity of the sexes is clear. And there's a bigger picture. Usually Catholic theologians get this better than like evangelicals. But the idea that that men and women are made for each other by God complementarily, and that when they come together in marriage, it's a picture of all of our union with God. It, in other words, it's a transcendent, poetic idea that goes way beyond biology, but we've kind of thrown that away. And if you throw that away, then it's kind of like whatever I can get away with. And so we're seeing all this bizarre stuff. And it seems to me on some level, whether it's something that is explicitly done or unwittingly done, that it's a war on reality, because there's nothing in reality that says gender could be fluid. I mean, I've always said when I see a rooster lay an egg, I will be willing to have a serious conversation on this. Otherwise, I cannot understand where this suddenly came from.
Yeah, absolutely. I can almost, you know, because I thought long and hard about this, you think about the revolutions that have taken place since the 60s. You know, we had feminism saying, I want to do whatever men can do. And as a matter of fact, I want to do it better than they want to do. And then we had the sexual revolution saying, you know, all sex should be free. We can do whatever we want. And then what happened is women kept upping the ante, and we have morphed into a culture that is anti-male. If you are a dad, Lord help you, because look at how you're portrayed in the media. You're stupid, you're a dunce, you don't have anything to say. It's all about mom. So we also have an enormous division between men and women in our country. And there are a lot of women, we've seen this explode with the Me Too movement. Started because, you know, women said, look, we don't want to deal with abuse, great. But then it morphs into this I hate men movement. So you've got this pitting of men and women against one another. And people are saying, well, how do we reconcile this? What do we do? And so what we do is sort of fill in the gaps with, it doesn't really matter what you are. So we're profoundly confused. And then you couple that with, you know, throwing God out, throwing a moral plumb line between this is good, this is bad, and you have social chaos. And our kids are feeling it more than anybody. So, you know, we want to be able to define whatever we want, even down to a genetic level. We want the freedom to do that, but it's not working. And so this is where I think we've normalized crazy.
Well, it's interesting because sometimes we can look to literature for guidance on this. I think it was last summer I read H.G. Wells' famous short novel, The Island of Dr. Moreau, where this doctor has this idea that he can transform these animals surgically into humans, right? And of course, you can't, right? You just can't go from here to there. You can try, but it will be disastrous and chaotic. And that's effectively what we're trying to do. God has created an order, and we can move within that order. You know, I could get my ears pierced, or I can get, you know, a tattoo, or I can have a surgical operation, you know, to look different, but I can't transform myself into something other than I am. And that's the kind of lie that people are putting forward today, that you can become fundamentally different. And as you're saying, if we have any information on this, any evidence, any statistics, the evidence is that this has drastically negative effects, and people don't seem to be willing to deal with that because the popular narrative in the culture sort of can't handle the truth.
Right. Absolutely. You know, if you think about it, if the FDA were in charge of treatments of transgender kids, there's no way you'd be doing this because they run it through so many things. And I think that ultimately we're living in a culture which prizes autonomy, you know, lack of dependence on anything. And so women and men do not want to be, maybe men are better than, do not want to be dependent upon one another. They don't want to need the other. But the reality is men and women do need each other if we're going to have our society move into the future for reproduction. So you can never get away from that. And you're absolutely right. We are also playing God here. You know, if God doesn't matter, we have the power to do whatever we want, and it's a delusion. You know, we can recreate man. We can recreate woman. You are not a holy person. You're just flesh. You just think, and you have strong feelings. So it really doesn't matter. I can change you into whatever I want. So, you know, we've replaced God in that we really believe science can do this.
Right. And again, you're saying that on the one hand, we say science can accomplish it, but the evidence we use in science says that this isn't smart, this isn't working. We're going to be right back, folks, for final segment with Meg Meeker. You can go to meekerparenting.com. I recommend it, meekerparenting.com. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back. Is the greatest thing. Now, Albin, we didn't make New Year's resolutions.
No. Not
did you?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
But you know what? A lot of people did, and one of them, for some people, is to get out of pain. A lot of people deal with chronic pain. I do, okay? And I would say within a few weeks, almost everybody who is listening, if you're dealing with this, you can get out of pain. Most of you can. Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father and son owners of Relief Factor, have created the three-week quick start pack of Relief Factor, and they've discounted it to $19.95. So this is a New Year's resolution you can very likely accomplish: getting out of pain, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, general muscle aches, pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. Honestly, it works for me. That's why I rave about it. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Get the quick start pack, $19.95. You'll know within 3 weeks. Or you can call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. It works. Hey, folks, where does the profit from your cup of coffee go? Well, you know who Pete and Seth Talbot are. They're the father-son owners of Relief Factor, helping thousands of people get out of pain. I'm one of them. Well, I'm happy to announce, I'm thrilled to announce that Pete and Seth have started a new company, Honor Bound Coffee, premium, fairly traded coffee at a terrific price, but even better, almost amazing, really, they've decided to give 100% of the profits to support and bless military families. That's right. By the way, the coffee is fantastic. No doubt about that. You'll love it. And to start it all off, on your first order, you can buy two bags for the price of one. Now, are there American families more deserving of our appreciation than our military? And let me ask you, where do the profits go from the coffee you drink? Pete and Seth are asking you to help bless and serve military families. Simply go to honorboundcoffee.com, and on your first order, buy two bags for the price of one only at honorboundcoffee.com. Give your family great coffee and give back to our military 100% of the profits. honorboundcoffee.com.
Look no further than the Iowa caucus debacle for an example of a system set up to run smoothly, but when one unexpected variable goes wrong, the result is utter chaos. For the U.S. economy, the spread of the coronavirus looks like the most logical impending threat to create chaos and potentially destabilize the economy in the months to come. That's a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone. Whether you're a new collector of rare coins or a seasoned investor looking to diversify your portfolio, there's an analyst waiting to talk to you and provide you with a free gold investor's guide. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to learn more or call 877-646-5347 right now. That's 877-646-5347. Dial now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text MONEY to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Shine, little Rover, glimmer, glimmer, lead us less too far. We wonder, love's sweet voices calling yonder. Shine, little Rover, glimmer, glimmer, hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer, light the path below above and lead us on to love.
Hey, folks. I love the Mills Brothers. No, they weren't popular in the 1970s, but sometimes you'd see them on a variety show like Bing Crosby or something like that. The Mills Brothers, who'd have thunk it? Hey, we're talking on a totally different subject. We're talking to Meg Meeker, Dr. Meg Meeker, pediatrician, parenting expert, about a lot of things. Her new book is Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture, and her website is meekerparenting.com. But Meg, we're talking now about the transgender issue in culture. To me, you know, when I look at somebody like Bruce Jenner, right, and my friend John Zmirek says, freedom in America is to be able to say the two words, Bruce Jenner. You know, if I were to be polite, if I were in the room with Bruce Jenner and he clearly would want to be called Caitlyn, I would call him Caitlyn. But the idea that I'm supposed to think that somehow he's now a woman because he dresses as a woman, it just strikes me as crazy. And I think the main reason it strikes me as crazy is that this whole idea is historically unprecedented. This is,
it is
an epical shift. And when we're going to make an epical shift, we ought to know that it's a right shift. Nobody seems to have any information to indicate that there's anything to this. But people say, but you can't talk about that. Shut up. Just go along with it. It's madness.
It is madness. And, you know, my job is to speak for kids and to say the things they can't say, because a 12-year-old child who says a girl who says I identify more with a boy really can't cognitively or psychologically navigate her feelings and say this is what those feelings should do for me or how they should change me. So it's really adults who are coming along and saying, well, if you have those feelings, here's who you are. You know, I know you read, you're a biblical scholar. I love scripture too. Read the Old Testament, the New Testament. I can't find one example in there of transgender. You know, I can't. And I've looked. So this really is a very new phenomenon, and I really do believe it's here because we have said we men and women are in charge of our destiny, we're in charge of our birth, we're in charge of fertility, we're in charge of everything, and that even includes genetics. And when we do that and we start fiddling with that in kids, chaos comes. And I really do believe, Eric, you know, in 20 years, you're going to see a lot of lawsuits. Parents are going to be suing their kids. I mean,
you mean kids are going to be suing their parents? Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, look, if your 12-year-old or 11-year-old daughter comes to you and says, I feel like a boy, I'm like a tomboy, you'd be like, well, hey, that's great. There's a word called for that. It's called tomboy. And you know what? That's what they call girls who like to do climb trees and stuff like that. But you're a girl. God made you as a girl. That's obvious. I love you as you are. But that's not something you can change. God made it. And if God made it, he wants to bless it. And so this idea that parents are unable to say that and are being guided by the surrounding culture. I mean, I guess the reason that I laugh at this is I think that that's what happened in Nazi Germany. It was like everybody was saying X, Y, and Z. So I'm just going to say X, Y, and Z, too. No matter that it's wrong, no matter that it leads to satanic evil, I'm just going to go along with the crowd. It happens over and over in culture. But when it happens to us, we say, well, it could never happen to us. It's happening to us right now with this movement, with parents going along with the crowd.
Right. And like I say, we're using our kids as a social experimentation, and that's not okay. And it really is a form of social engineering. But the thing that really bothers me is we've got the minority bullying the majority, because I can't tell you how many parents I hear from who write or whatever and say, help me. I don't know what to do. I don't want my third grader to hurt the feelings of the boy in her class, Jimmy, who wants to be called Jenny. And I also don't want my daughter to get in trouble with a teacher. And I don't want my daughter to look like she hates people. So what do I say? See, we're so afraid of standing up and saying, you know, of course you don't want your third grader to walk in and go, you know what, Jimmy, you're Jimmy. I'm going to call you Jimmy. You're wrong. My mom says there's no way you can be Jenny. Of course you don't do that. But we've got to be able to help our kids in a school system, right, in a public school system, and they are now, who are encouraging this, who are training teachers to say, look, everybody knows Jimmy wants to be Jenny, so call him Jenny and it's okay. But if that little kid looks at Jimmy and goes, I don't see a Jenny, well, I'm not seeing things right. So the minority are the people who want to push it. It's the majority who don't. So for the sake of our kids, we've got to give some pushback.
Absolutely.
Without being haters. I mean, I don't hate transgender kids. I don't hate the parents who are doing it. I understand they're horribly misguided.
Yeah, they're misguided. And I think it gets to an issue I was talking earlier about understanding what's rude behavior. We also have to understand what's polite behavior. It's polite. If I were in the room with Bruce Jenner, in my heart, I care about this human being. God loves this human being. So it's not about being rude or whatever. And if somebody demands something, we can go along with that. Even if we think it's wrong, you know, we can say, use the name that they want. But that doesn't mean in our minds we have to shift what we know to be true. And we have to explain to our kids, look, just go along with it. But you don't have to, you don't have to play with this person. You don't have to seek this person out. But we in our family, we don't buy into this stuff. You know, it's okay to be different. We've just got seconds left. Meg, what can we say finally on this dramatically important subject?
Yeah. What I tell all parents is, you know, every parent is wired with everything they need by God to be a great parent. The problem is parents aren't listening to their gut. Parents aren't acting. They know they don't like this. And so they stay silent. They know they don't want their kids to have a cell phone at 8, but they stay silent. They know they don't want their kids on social media, but they cave to even regulate a little bit because they don't want their child to feel awkward. We can't parent strong kids this way. We can navigate any issue in our culture if we become allies with our kids and say, my job is to raise a child of strong character, not a good performer, and that's what I'm going to do.
And we're going to have to end it there. But folks, go to MeekerParenting.com, MeekerParenting.com. Meg, a joy to have you. When you get to New York, let us know.
I sure will. Thank you, Eric.
Coming to theaters for one day only, Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle.
My first question as a geographer is, where was the sea that was parted and crossed?
For nearly two decades, investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney has been searching for evidence of one of the Bible's most epic miracles, the parting of the Red Sea.
We're talking about a miraculous event of unprecedented proportion, of God's saving power.
The Red Sea Miracle, Part 1, in theaters for one day only on February 18. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com/Red Sea.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Parts of the state capital of Jackson, Mississippi are flooded after heavy rain, and more is on the way.
Japanese officials have confirmed 99 more people infected by the new virus on board a quarantine cruise ship, Diamond Princess, bringing the total to 454. The ministry has been carrying out tests on passengers and crew on the ship docked in Yokohama, a port city near Tokyo. The 14-day quarantine for those on the ship was due to end on Wednesday. General Motors says it's pulling out of Australia, New Zealand, and Thailand. It's all part of a strategy to exit markets that don't produce adequate returns on investment, dismaying officials concerned over job losses in those areas. This is SRN News.
Act Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
You see it on TV every day. Global turmoil. But these international events help keep interest rates low and may even drive them lower. In response, we at Cash Call Mortgage have lowered our interest rates for the new year. And that's great news for homeowners. If you have a current rate above 2.99%, call us to see how much you can save. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing costs. And we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. With our low interest rates and no closing costs if you qualify, there's never been a better time to lock in a low rate before it's gone. For a free quote, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
Out of town on a boat going to Southern Islands, sailing to reach before a following sea.
Hit it, folks. We've got a little humor for you. Do you like humor?
Well...
Do you like humor?
Yeah.
We've got a segment called Boils My Potato, and that means, ooh, yeah. You're really, but that boils my potato. Did you make that up?
Yeah, I did.
We make that when we were doing Fun Facts Friday. Right.
It's like you chap your hide or your, you know.
That really chaps my.
It gets my goat, but this boils my potato, and it really
so
does.
So when something makes you angry, you say, ooh, this boils my potato. Okay, yeah. So Alvin, I got a question for you.
Yes.
What boils your potato?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, usually with the, you know, 4th of July or Valentine's Day or something, you'll get from like your favorite clothing store or something. Well, you do most of your shopping.
In the mail.
They'll get you in the mail. They'll send you a card or something. I got a card recently. I'm not going to name the department store. It's my favorite men's store. But they sent me a card for 40% off any one item. Okay? And I don't mind that. It's like, that's great. And my wife gets it from her favorite store, you know, 40% off.
It's a nice
off.
Gesture.
Yeah, it is. But when I read the copy, this is what boils my potato. It says, you know, get a new batch of proper shirts, okay? Get a new tie, get a new suit, paint the town red. And this is what boils my potato. Then it says, you deserve it.
What?
I deserve it?
How do they know you deserve it?
Exactly. It used to be, I'm not kidding, 5 years ago, it was like, you earned it. Because like I spent so much money. Well, you get a discount because you earned it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's like they're trying to validate me as a human being. Like they don't want to hurt my feelings.
This clothing store has the gall, the nerve, the cheek.
See,
tell you deserve it. Like, they don't know anything about you.
Exactly. They don't know if I'm a nice guy, a bad guy.
They know you don't deserve it.
Exactly. I could have just come in from robbing my neighbor.
Right.
I'm still wearing my ski mask.
Right.
I still got my pry bar in my hand.
Right.
And I'm looking here and it says, I deserve it. You know what? Instead of, you know, I might deserve a kick in the pants.
Kick in the pants.
Instead of like 40% off of a pair of pants.
And they've got the nerve.
They have.
Let me get this straight. Because this is starting to boil my potato. You're telling me.
Yes.
You're coming in here. You're telling me.
I'm coming in
here. You got a card. And they're telling you that you deserve 40% off. And you're thinking, hey, pal, back it up.
Yeah.
You don't know what I deserve.
I don't deserve anything.
Oh, man, that boils my potato.
Yeah.
Man, we got to do these boils my potato segments more often.
I know things boil your potato.
You know what boils my potato?
What?
Okay, you really want to know?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm sure.
I sit back in your chair because this is this I might am. Boil your potato when you hear about it. Here's what boils my potato. There are companies out there, okay, that get zillions of our dollars, mm-hmm. okay, and all the profits they make, this is true, they spend on what I would call progressive causes.
That's
causes
right.
animated by things that I really think are bad for
right.
people, right?
Right.
And we... When we go to the voting booth, some of us think, well, it's important. I'm going to go vote. I'm going to go. But when you vote with your dollars, you don't really think of it that way. You just think, okay, I'm going to give my money to Starbucks. I'm going to give my money to this and whatever. What are you going to do, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, the point is that money, you're choosing where your money goes. And if I can discover a company where I know that the money's going to a good place, I think I need to go there. Okay, so that boils my potato that we normally shop indiscriminately. But here's a good thing. I want to end on a happy note today. Okay. We have a new sponsor on the show. Listen to this, folks. They give 100% of their profits to helping military families. Is there a monster out there listening who doesn't want the profits to something give to go to help military families? I don't think so. I don't think anybody like that would even listen to this program.
Right.
Those monsters stopped listening to this program years ago. So Honor Bound Coffee, this is a new sponsor on the program, and I'm going to push them forever because I cannot get over this. Honor Bound Coffee. You go to honorboundcoffee.com. They give 100% of their profits, this is not a joke, not a typo, to helping military families. Now, if you know Pete and Seth Talbot, they've been on this program. You can look it up on the YouTube channel, Eric Dax's show, and watch their conversation with me. Once you get to know these people, you realize these people would do a thing like that. They're the real deal.
Right.
Go to honorboundcoffee.com. Please, folks, this is looniness
mm-hmm.
that I'm never going to go to Starbucks. And then make sure you said that you heard about it on the Eric Dax's show, obviously.
Eric.
And I think we're out of time. Honorboundcoffee.com.